Brought to you by the Ad Council.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Dell Small Business.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. We begin in Idaho, where Boise police say an escaped prisoner and an alleged accomplice have been captured after a brazen escape from custody during a hospital transfer that left three officers wounded. Those two were caught after a traffic stop 125 miles away in Twin Falls. State Police Lieutenant Colonel Sheldon Kelly says they may have been involved in two murders while they were on the run.
We are investigating two homicides at separate locations in Nez Perce and Clearwater counties. These are potentially tied to this incident.
Officials say both men are members of a white supremacist gang. Secretary of State Antony Blinken has moved on from Egypt to Israel in pursuit of a ceasefire in Gaza. The BBC's Tom Bateman.
Blinken will meet Benjamin Netanyahu with the U.S.-Israel relationship under severe stress. Washington, despite arming its ally, has failed to leverage it to ensure enough humanitarian aid is getting into Gaza. A U.N.-backed food security assessment has said a man-made famine in Gaza is imminent.
Lawmakers in Washington are expected to vote this morning on a $1.2 trillion bipartisan spending package that would keep the government funded past midnight and into the next 6 months. Correspondent Scott McFarlane.
If the votes line up, as expected, Congress will again have averted a government shutdown at the last minute. This has happened about a half dozen times just since September 30th. Provisions of this spending deal include new money for border agents and more border security provisions, pay raises for the military, and no pay raises for Congress itself.
The Tulsa County, Oklahoma DA says he will not file charges in the death of Nex Benedict, the 16-year-old who died from a drug overdose suicide a day after they said they were bullied in a fight with three girls in a high school bathroom. Matt Pringle lives in Owosso.
I think it's sad because at the end of the day, I think it just boils down to a child died in our neighborhood.
A judge in Boston's been ordered to investigate claims of juror bias in the case of Jokhart Tsarnaev, who was sentenced to death in the 2013 marathon bombing. Legal analyst Thane Rosenbaum.
At the time of the trial, emotions ran high and Bostonians wanted to serve on this jury. And lying about their social media influences is not all that surprising. Now, years later, before a federal appeals court, those emotions might eventually require a new trial with respect to the penalty phase of the case.
Do you get nervous about your luggage arriving? When you do, when you fly? Data from the Transportation Department show most major U.S. airlines did a better job of baggage handling in 2023 than the year before. The best, Allegiant. Worst, American and United. This is CBS News.
Dell Technologies is celebrating 40 years with anniversary savings on their most popular tech, like the XPS 13 Plus, powered by Intel Core processors. Low prices await at Dell.com/deal.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wiggehow. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Republican Assembly Speaker Robin Voss is challenging thousands of signatures in a petition looking to force a recall election against him, while the state Supreme Court is deciding whether the signatures need to come from the maps he was elected on or the state's new legislative maps. Voss says they're short either way. He says that nearly 100 pages of signatures have a litany of errors and should be tossed. A former associate of former Trump lawyer Rudy Giuliani is accusing Wisconsin Senator Ron Johnson of spreading misinformation about President Biden's family at the Russian government's behest.
Senator Ron Johnson was our guy in the Senate. He was told to me that when we push the information, he's going to push it in the halls of Congress.
That's Lev Parnas testifying at Biden's impeachment hearing Wednesday. Johnson's office says the claim is baseless. I'm Nate Wiggehout, Civic Media News.
The Bucks hold off the Nets. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks beat the Brooklyn Nets 115-108. Milwaukee jumped out to a 20-point lead early. Doc Rivers.
The first half, the ball was hopping. It was beautiful. And then we kind of went back to that old, you know, hold the ball, no movement style, which we're talented enough to get away with it, but it's not the way you're going to win in the long run. And we had to play ourselves through that, and I thought we did that.
March Madness, the Marquette Golden Eagles taking on Western Kentucky this afternoon in the NCAA tournament. Tyler Kolek back for Marquette after suffering that strained oblique muscle injury. Tonight, it's the Badgers and James Madison University. Tip-off time, 8:40. Greg Gard on facing JMU's Terrence Edwards.
He's like some of the guys we've seen in our league, just he can score. I mean, he just knows how to find the bottom of the basket. And he's the MVP of that league for a reason.
That's Wisconsin Badgers head coach Greg Gard with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
We have some snow, and that will continue this morning, ending by early to mid-afternoon. We could get another couple of inches, maybe 3 to 4 in spots by the time it winds down. 34 today, north wind at 5 to 15 by this afternoon. Tonight, 25. Tomorrow, 34 with more rain and snow in the works for next week. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 31.
News, talk, and sports.
Talk about your triple play.
Get this guy a jockstrap and a cookie.
1400 AM and 99.9 and 98.1 FM, WRJN.
A lot of weird shows. Something has to be said about these people who claim to talk to dead people. I mean, that whole thing. They're always doing it in front of a group, which just shoots the rods right through the roof.
Did anyone here lose a friend or family member? Or know someone who did? Or hear about something like this on television? You did, in the mezzanine. Yes, I was getting a strong signal. This person passed on recently, 25 years ago. That recently! I'm getting an M. The letter M. His name was Bo Ziffer. Mr. Bo Ziffer! He died of natural causes, yes? He was shot in the face by a bazooka, so naturally he'd be dead.
It's 6:07 at WRJN. Thanks for joining us here on this snowy morning. I can't believe we're even talking about snow this morning. A snowy morning in spring. It's March 22nd. Well, it happened, you know. I was talking to my daughter yesterday who lives in Florida, and she said, well, yeah, up until through April you can get snow. I know, but it was like 65 degrees the other day. And we put all our snow shovels away. We put all the salt away. We put even the snow shovel here at the building was put away. And now it's snowing. Actually, it's not that bad. Part of the roads when I came in this morning near the lake were just wet. They weren't, once you get past downtown, south of downtown, it was just wet. But there's snow on the road. It's a little slippery. And there's that wet snow on the car. A lot on the car this morning. I was surprised at that. It was like 2 inches of snow, 3 inches of snow on the car this morning. But, you know, just drive carefully, and it should be gone by this afternoon. They say in the forecast another 2 to 4 inches today. Highs near 35, which kind of means to me it'll be melting. Cloudy tonight, lows around 26. Sunny tomorrow with a high near 34. And Sunday, cloudy with a high near 41. 41, definitely be melting on Sunday. Right now it's snowing at 32 degrees right at the freezing mark. I'm Don Rosen. I want to thank you for joining me here this morning at WRJN, Hometown Radio Refreshed, a civic media station. We have Chief of Police in Racine coming in this morning, Rick Teller. We're going to be talking about the summer camp. I know it's, you know, it's snowing outside. We're talking about summer camp. It's the Royal Family Kids Camp, and the four tickets we're auctioning off to the Bucks Celtics game coming up, I think, on April 9th at Five Serve Forum. Comes with a whole bunch of VIP special treats, too. So we'll be talking about that at 7:06 today. We've got movies we're talking about, too. We've got a major, major movie opening up this weekend. As a matter of fact, today it's opening up. We'll talk about that with Brett Hoffman. We'll get some sports updates, local sports updates. We've got March Madness. We'll talk about that with Mike Clemens. That's all coming up in the 7 o'clock hour this morning. This hour, we've got some real news for you, the real fun news that we want to hear about, the real fun news. Also, we'll talk about local real news, too, the local stuff going on here in town. Stuart J. Waddle's watching our news for us this morning. And, of course, let's start off with the real morning news this morning. Let's see here. Wait a second here. Hold on. I got my pages all mixed up here. Now they're in order. Gallup poll just released the results of an annual study on how happy people are in their lives around the world. The United States is 23rd amongst all countries in happiness. We're not a happy bunch of people. Number one is Finland, by the way. Afghanistan came in last. That I can understand. So what's going on in Finland where people are so happy? Why are they happy in Finland? That's what we should be checking up on, not all this other garbage they're doing in Washington these days. Let's find out why Finland is so happy and we're not. Someone on social media asked the question, if you could receive a lifetime 99% discount in any single industry, which one would you choose? And there were six choices. More than 2,000 people weighed in. And number one, 32% of people said they wanted that 99% lifetime guarantee, discount in luxury goods like jewelry, designer clothing, and iPhones. 20% said transport, like Ubers, flights, gas, even car repairs. 17% were smart. They want a 99% reduction in taxes. And that's on top of all your usual deductions and credits. That's not bad. I might take that. 16% said utilities, like gas, electric, water, internet bills. I didn't know internet was a utility bill. 7% said they want that 99% lifetime discount in insurance, like health, car, life, home. And 6% said entertainment, concerts, movies, streaming services, and even fine dining and cruises. See, originally I was going to take the entertainment one when I was pre-reading this. Then I kind of thought, well, the tax one is good. I mean, if you can get a 99% discount on your taxes for life, think about that. That one's not bad. Odd but true. And this one really surprised me. Hold on. Little choke there. This one really surprised me. The U.S. Merchant Marines had the highest casualty rate of any branch of the military in World War II. One out of every 26 Merchant Marines were killed. That surprised me. According to a recent survey, the average American spends $61 a month on four streaming services. But 48% of people said they will cancel the service if the price goes up by $5 a month. So I hope the people at Max, Disney+, Paramount+, and Netflix are all paying attention to that one. The survey asked people about several controversial foods and wanted to know whether you think they're nasty or delicious. Most people thought black licorice was gross. Blue cheese, gross. Olives, gross. Beets, gross. Tofu, gross. And 18% said sushi is gross. Now, I never tasted sushi, but it looks gross. So I wouldn't touch it. A poll asked people how old they were when they first started swearing on a regular basis. 10% said they were dropping profanity by the age of 10. Now, I know this is going to be hard to believe. I didn't do my first curse word till I was like 19 years old. And it wasn't even a bad one either. It was, I think I said. I mean, I never cursed. That's just, you know, my father did. But I never did. And my brother never did either. And where did I start cursing? Not in high school. Not in college. At the first radio station I worked at. Leave it up to the DJs to teach it curse words. That's really where I started cursing. First radio station I worked at. Let's see, a guy who got Elon Musk's Neuralink chip. Now, we've been talking about this. There was a Neuralink chip planted in the brain. You know, say what you want about Elon Musk, but nobody else was working on this. This guy who had it put in his brain moved a cursor with his brain. That was it. He played games like computer chess, too. Particularly a breakthrough for him because he's a quadriplegic, but now he can do it with just his brain. It's like amazing, isn't it? Vermont State University offering a course on Weird Al Yankovic. It will analyze what makes a good parody, how to pay tribute to another artist, Al's lyricism, and the context of the world with which the songs were written. I don't know. I went to college. I had to learn English. We took Spanish courses. We took history. We took all those courses. Not once did we have any courses like that when I went to college. All right, a series of movies based on the never-ending story is in the works. Do you remember that movie from 1984? That was my daughter's favorite movie growing up. She was 4 years old. A hit song actually came from that movie, The Neverending Story. 40 years ago, the original came out, followed by two sequels that most people have forgotten about. But now they want to make a whole series of films, because if it's one thing Hollywood loves more than remakes and reboots, it's franchises. And by the way, the sequels you don't remember because nobody remembered them, 1990 and 1994. Neverending Story. I wonder if my daughter will go see it. Yeah, that was her favorite movie. I kind of liked it, too. Wasn't that bad a movie? Odd but true. If you plan on drinking, going out and having a good time this weekend, mixing alcohol with diet soda gets people drunk 18% faster than mixing alcohol with regular soda. Now, the reason is the sugar in regular soda slows down the effects of the alcohol. Now, this is a weird story. A couple in Oklahoma had quite a shock recently when a roofing company called them. They were away, and said they accidentally removed the roof of their house after getting the address wrong. They made it right. They installed an upgraded brand new roof, free of charge, of course. And they did such a good job, they were so accommodating about the mishap, the couple is now recommending the company to others. Just make sure that they have the right address. Well, what are you going to do? You took the person's roof off of the house. You got to replace it. But they did the upgrade on it. No charge. I'm going to tell you a quick story here. We were looking to get new fences in our backyard. This is years ago. And we were talking to a couple of companies, and we called this one company. I don't think they're in business anymore, but they were a big company at the time. So, I come home from work one day, and our fence is missing. I mean, the backyard fence is gone. Just a large portion of it. Like one half the fence in the backyard, gone. And we had dogs, and I needed the fence up because they used to run around the backyard. We had three dogs. And I called my wife. I said, do you know anything about the fence being gone? And she said, no. Where is it? I said, I don't know. There's no fence here. No pieces of it, nothing. So I called this fence company who we wanted a quote from, and they said, yeah, we were replacing the fence. I said, I never said to replace it. I said, I wanted a quote on what it would cost. Oh, I said, well, put the fence back. Well, we can't. We got to put a new one in, and we'll give you a 10% discount on it. Do you believe that? They removed my fence, and I said, show me the contract where it says I signed on with you to put a new fence in. Show me that contract. Well, we don't always do written contracts. I said, well, I do, and the courts do. So show me that written contract. Of course, I don't have it because I never agreed to a new fence. So now they got me stuck because I got three dogs and they want to go out all hours of the night and I got to have a fence up. So I agreed to a 10% discount. Now, shortly after that, he went out of business. Yeah, I can understand why. It was a big company, too. If I said the name, you'd know it. But I'm not going to say the name. But what a scam that was. What a scam. Now, this company did it by mistake, but look what they did. They replaced the whole upgraded roof. Not even the old roof. Upgraded. Huh. Okay. The latest exciting trend in the workplace is something called dry promotions. Have you heard of it? That's where you get a new title, new responsibility, but no new money. a dry promotion. I can't believe they have a name for it. All right, snow today, 2 to 4 inches. Highs near 35. It's real wet, heavy snow, too. Cloudy, lows around 26 tonight. Snow, sunny tomorrow. Oops, scared you for a second. Sunny tomorrow with a high near 34. Cloudy on Sunday with a high near 41. Right now, it is snowing, 32 degrees. Be careful driving out there, right? Hey, it's Wisconsin against James Madison tonight. Basketball, Badger basketball, 7:30, live right here on WRJN, a Civic Media radio station. Hometown Radio, refreshed. I'm Don Rosen. Thank you for joining us. It's 6:19 on your snowy Friday morning.
Listening to WRJN Southeastern Wisconsin's home for the Todd Allball Show.
Hospice Alliance's care team includes trained volunteers who share their time and talent to help carry out our mission of providing quality and compassionate care. Our volunteers offer support from companionship and respite time to running errands and office work and so much more. serving patients and families in Racine, Kenosha, Southern Milwaukee, and Eastern Walworth counties. Learn more about assisting in Hospice Alliance's mission. Visit hospicealliance.org.
You wouldn't let a little cold weather or snow interrupt your outdoor cooking experience. No, of course not. You're the master of the pit. No wind or snow or ice is slowing you down. So that's why we at Grandpa's Barbecue salute you. The rich, original flavor of barbecue the way it was meant to be. But you should also know that it works great in a crock pot, too. Shh, you didn't hear that from us. Grandpa's Barbecue, available in select stores and online at grandpasbarbecueshop.com.
You're listening to News Talk and Sports for Racine and Kenosha, WRJN.
Close your eyes, give me your hand, darling. Do you feel my heart beating? Do you understand? Do you feel the same? Am I only dreaming? Is this burning an eternal flame? I believe it's meant to be, darling. I watch you when you are sleeping. You belong with me.
It's 6:21 at WRJN. I'm Don Rosen. Thanks for joining us here on this snowy morning. And you know, now you can shop local without leaving your chair. The WRJN big deals are here. And you can save from 30 to 50% on great local food, entertainment, and merchandise, too. Just go on WRJN.com on the pull-down menu. Click on Big Deals. There's a pull-down menu at the top right on the website. Just go to Big Deals, and you'll see deals like Tony Chen's Chinese Restaurant, The Lanes on 20, Breakout Escape Rooms, Marcy's on Main, Racine Youth Sports, The Peach Cobbler Factory, Fred's Burgers, Personal Touch by Julie Florist, Lee's Deli, Blue River CrossFit Programs, Great Food at Dogs and Cream, Happy Eight Collectibles, and Von Hazel Jewelers. Great deals on these, and more will be coming. Check out the WRJN Big Deals tab. Just go to WRJN.com on the pull-down menu, hit Big Deals, and save 30 to 50%, like now. 6:22 WRJN Radio. Snow, 2 to 4 inches today. Highs near 35. It's that real heavy wet stuff. When I was out there this morning cleaning off the cars, it's heavy. You really got to push a little bit this morning. That was my workout for the day, by the way. Cloudy tonight, lows around 26. Sunshine, beautiful day tomorrow with a high near 34. Cloudy on Sunday with a high near 41. Snowing 32 degrees right now at WRJN. Yeah, it's a, you know, surprisingly enough, for all the snow that's on the cars, it's not that much snow on the roads and the sidewalks. You would think it'd be more. It's kind of a freezing rain snowy thing falling where I live. Yeah, it was kind of like pellets and stuff. It wasn't really, you know, they said heavy at times. I don't know. I was watching the weather people last night and on TV, and it was, you know, almost a run for your lives type of thing, but it wasn't really that bad out there this morning. This is odd, but true. Back in the 1980s, Russia gave Pepsi, the soda company, Pepsi-Cola, submarines and other naval ships to cover the cost of stocking the country with their soda. They gave Pepsi such a big fleet. At one time, Pepsi controlled the sixth most powerful military in the entire world. Odd, but true. Keurig, the coffee cup company, the people that make the coffee machines, have come up with a more sustainable way to make coffee pods without plastic. But guess what? It requires a brand new coffee machine. See? That's how they get you to do it. Chips Ahoy, using a new cookie recipe they claim is less bad than the current one. The improved cookies are hitting the shelves within the next month. So all the Chips Ahoy we
bought before were what, junk? These are the better Chips Ahoy cookies. I thought the old ones were pretty good. Showbiz news. You don't know this guy's name, maybe, but you will recognize his face if you see him. Longtime character actor M. Emmett Walsh passed away Tuesday, 88 years old. He was in a lot of movies. Slapshot, The Jerk, Blade Runner, Blood Simple, good movie. Critters, Harry and the Hendersons, a ton of movies. M. Emmett Walsh. Kathy Griffin hired a private investigator to track down her husband. She wants to serve him with divorce papers. I remember when she had her TV show. Her husband was always on the show. I guess they're not happy anymore. You can check out the trailer for a new Alien movie. It's called Alien Romulus. Yeah, Hollywood doesn't know when to stop, do they? There's a movie in the works based on the Sims computer game. Margot Robbie's production company, she made the Barbie movie, is behind it. And Paul Simon finally talking out about the end of his friendship with Art Garfunkel in a brand new documentary. We don't know where that documentary is. I would imagine it's going to be on some kind of streaming service. There's a historical inaccuracy in the movie Oppenheimer. Did you catch it? Okay. There's a scene set in 1945 where people are waving American flags. Remember that? It was at a rally or something. The flags all have 50 stars on them, but in 1945, there should have been 48 stars on the flag. I have a flag at home with 48 stars on it. It's very obvious when you look at it, because if you look at an American flag with 50 stars, the stars don't line up in perfect columns. They're you know, jagged columns. But if you look at a flag with 48 stars, they line up perfectly in columns. So it's very easy to spot. All right, here's how hot the inside of your car gets in summer. A study found that after an hour parked in the sun on a 100-degree day, oh, don't you miss those 100-degree days? The average steering wheel is 127 degrees. The average dashboard gets up to 157. And you lock your animals in those cars while you're shopping. Shame on you. Talk about a bad decision. Matt Damon turned down the original Avatar movie. The deal included the percentage of the profits. If he had said yes and been in the Avatar movie, he would have made $250 million. But he turned it down. Universal Pictures got fined for pruning trees that were providing shade for striking actors and writers recently. They had to pay $250. They can afford it. A 24-year-old man in Pennsylvania ordered three cakes from a grocery store with photos of himself printed on them. Then he went through self-checkout. He didn't pay for the cakes. He did buy some candles, canned items, and some cupcakes. He paid $12.99, but he didn't scan the cakes. They were about $90. Police are still looking for him. It's only a matter of time because they ID'd him based on the security footage and the photos he submitted to have put on the cakes. How stupid are these people? That is good. All right. Let's see what else we got for you here this morning. Time for the annual story about how chubby dudes don't have to worry about their beach bods. Someone polled over 1,000 Americans and found that dad bods are still trendy, even sexy. 70% of women are fans of the dad bod. 3/4 of people define it as a guy who's still somewhat fit, but has some extra padding. Well, how much extra padding are we talking about here? Can you have? A lot? A man walked into a Burger King in Pittsburgh, and no one was working there, even though it was open. He was looking all around. Word has it one person did show up, but they quit on the spot. Burger King said it was a fluke situation. That must have been weird, going into some place and not a person around anywhere. All right. Are some coworkers going nuts these days? Got a list of things here that... that are making coworkers lose their cool. Unreasonable colleagues, hard to believe. A big workload when the computer decides to do an update at the worst time. I hate that. The printer not working. Inappropriate work conversations. Dirty bathrooms. The IT department. Someone else pointing out a mistake you've made. Colleagues taking personal calls on work time. And leaving dirty cups and bowls all around the office. That could make, yeah, that's a bad work environment. Now, I don't blame the workers for that. I blame the managers for letting that get out of hand. I mean, talk to your workers. All right. Snow, 2 to 4 inches today. Highs near 35 degrees. Cloudy tonight. Lows around 26. Sunny tomorrow. Cloudy on Sunday. Temperatures above freezing each day. 41 on Sunday. That's not bad. 629 WRJN. Hometown Radio Refreshed. A Civic Media station.
Your You're listening to WRJN, Southeastern Wisconsin's home for Matt and Air on Air.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
I ate at gas stations today. You took me to the finer gas stations. I didn't, to the four
you drove, dude. What are you talking about? You're a grown-ass man. Go get yourself a piece of cherry pie, man. What do you want me to do?
Do I look like a roasted turkey to you right now? I know you're hungry. Like the cartoon style?
You do look like a...
Beef? A little piece of bacon, a slab of meat, something?
Oh, yeah.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
There's another new milk processing plant coming online in the state of Kansas, but it's happening at a time when the state's milk production is going down. I'm PM Yankee, starting you off before the opening bell on a finally Friday morning. Quick look at what's happening in agribusiness news. Matt Treadle, dairy analyst with EverAg out of Platteville, says that makes for interesting conversations on where the milk that will fill that processing facility will come from.
They're a very important state, especially moving forward. There's a big processing plant that's coming to town in Dodge City, Kansas, that Hillmar plant. And the fact that we are growing capacity in Kansas, yet we have declining milk production in the state and neighboring states of New Mexico and Texas, it really makes you kind of wonder what's going to happen there and where all the milk is going to come from. That's a big plant that's coming along. I mean, that's 8 million pounds a day of production. And if we're making year-over-year declines in that particular state, we'll see. But that piqued my interest.
Matt Treadle, dairy analyst with EverAg out of Platteville. That Hillmar cheese plant being built in Dodge City, Kansas, is expected to be operational by this fall. Markets in overnight electronic trade, nothing but red ink. Numbers are next.
Microbials play a critical role in the health and vitality of livestock. I'm Dr. Bill Zimmer, veterinarian and founder of BioVet, your leading source for high-quality microbial and nutritional products that support growth, health, and production in livestock. Listen to our Microbials Matter podcast at bio-vet.com as experts discuss health, digestion, and support for livestock. Visit bio-vet.com and click on podcast.
Innovation, that's BioVet.
Grounded from Helena is a powerful adjuvant that can take your herbicide application to the next level. It reduces AI loss from UV light and off-target movement while improving deposition and absorption. All to help you unleash precision in every spray application. Spray smarter with Grounded from Helena. Always follow label instructions and check registration before use. Contact your Helena representative to learn more.
Yesterday in Chicago, the barrel cheese actually dropped 2.5 cents to 147. 40-pound block cheese was down 5.25 at 139.75. Double A butter down 1.75 to 282 a pound. Nothing but red ink this morning for our grain trade. December corn's down 3 right now at 473. November soybeans are down a dime at 1193. July wheat's down 4 at 558 a bushel. The April Class 3 milk in Chicago right now up 7 cents at 1581. May milk, that's up 9 right now at 1634 a hundredweight. So just a quick snapshot on where the numbers stand rolling into a Friday trade session. Please make sure that you follow us on social media, Fabulous Farm Babe and Midwest Farm Report. I'm PM Yankee.
This is News Talk and Sports for Racine and Kenosha, WRJN. Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
We have some snow, and that will continue this morning, ending by early to mid-afternoon. We could get another couple of inches, maybe 3 to 4 in spots by the time it winds down. 34 today, north wind at 5 to 15 by this afternoon. Tonight, 25. Tomorrow, 34 with more rain and snow in the works for next week. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 31.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
These two referendum that you will see on your April 2nd ballot. What is it that Republicans are after here? You cut funding for local elections. You restrict the hours. You restrict early voting. You intimidate and scare election workers so droves of them are quitting. I wonder where all of this is heading.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
On air, online, and on the Civic Media app.
Battle stations, everybody. Let's go. Go.
This is 1400 AM and 99.9 and 98.1 FM WRJN.
If you want to emasculate somebody, I've got suggestions for you. The next time you're at a birthday party with one of your guy friends and they bring the birthday cake out, after everybody finishes singing happy birthday and right before he blows out the candles, you blow out the candles. He will be really upset, but he'll be embarrassed as to the reason that he's upset. And the reason is, because you stole his wish. You stole my wish! I was going to wish for a Shetland pony!
The Bee Gees. It's so sad there's only one left. Barry Gibb. His twin brothers, Robin and Maurice, are gone. His other brother, Andy Gibb, is gone. Man, he's all alone. Isn't that strange? At the height of disco, all of them were rocking. Andy Gibb had his own hits. The brothers Gibb, the Bee Gees, had their own hits. As a matter of fact, they had so many hits on the top 40 charts with disco from Saturday Night Fever. Wow, and now there's one guy left, Barry Gibb. Hmm. 637 at WRJN Radio. Hey, coming up in just a little while from now, listen, because at 7 a.m., 10 a.m., 1 p.m., and 3 p.m. weekdays, you have a chance to win an overnight stay at Chula Vista Resort in Wisconsin Dells. Be entered to win one of two grand prizes that include new bikes, outdoor patio furniture, a blender, and more. Listen for your chance to win a Chula Vista Resort overnight stay and more with our Ride in the Spring statewide contest on WRJN. The contest ends Friday, March 29th at 4 p.m. More information and contest rules, go to civicmedia.us and be listening this morning a little after 7. We'll be giving you that keyword. The keyword you're going to have to get in there for your entry to win. All right? 637 at WRJN. You ever make a note on something and you don't know what it is? I don't know how many weeks or months went by when I wrote this on here. As a matter of fact, I'll tell you what it was. It was 2 years ago. I made a notation on some notes that I had, and I found it yesterday, and I have no idea what those notes mean. I wrote 225-23, and I, circle it with that explanation point. 225-23. What the heck could that mean? It was important to me. I don't know when I wrote. It says here 2022, but I think I wrote it way after that. Yeah, I wrote it way after that because it was with a red pen. I didn't have a red pen until like last year. 225-23. I have no idea why I wrote that and what it means. So I've been looking at that for the past 10 minutes. What is that? And it was important to me to have to circle it and put an explanation mark next to it. Huh. Okay. This is odd but true. The last Salem witch was pardoned. Just about a year or so ago by the state of Massachusetts. The witch's name was Elizabeth Johnson Jr. She was sentenced to death 329 years ago in the year 1693. That was during the Salem witch trials. The governor back then stopped the execution, but she was never cleared of the charges of being a witch until now. A group of eighth graders made it happen by researching what the state had to do to officially pardon her. So Elizabeth Johnson Jr. is no longer a witch. Are girls juniors? I didn't think so. But anyway, they accused her. They accused everybody of being a witch. If they didn't like your look on your face, you were a witch. If they didn't like the way you walked, you were a witch. Wow, what a horrible time to live in Salem, Massachusetts. Whoa. They were just burning people at the stake. Gotta be careful of that. Whoa. All right. Travel tip. Here you go. A few ways to make your bags come out first after your flight. If you check at the last minute, your bags will be on the plane last. So they'll be first off. You can ask for a fragile sticker when you check your bag. I heard those don't work, but they claim they do, since those bags are loaded late. Or you can fly first class or work toward getting airline status, and those bags will get your priority tags on your bags. I just saw something the other day somebody posted on Facebook. They were taking a video of the baggage handlers, and there were, I guess, boxes with live fish in them. I mean, they're like goldfish type of fish, and they were in containers. It said, handle with care, live fish, and they were just throwing them, dropping them. They were upside down. So much for those stickers. All right, here's some great news. You only need 12 minutes of exercise a week to stay healthy. A study found people who worked out intensely as possible for 4 minutes, three times a week, saw significant improvements in their health. Don't believe it for a second. The other day we had a story about a pill. You take that, you don't need to exercise ever. Two out of five people say they've gained weight because of their job. I believe it. Most say at least 10 pounds. The two main reasons are stress and sitting all day. Yeah, let's talk about people in radio. All we do is sit. The top five jobs where people gain weight and administrative assistants, engineers, teachers, nurses, IT workers, and let's face it, disc jockeys. So all the DJs I know are fat. Don't have a lot of friends? Here are five weird things that can make people dislike you. Opening up too much to someone you just met, asking too many questions, doing too many favors, playing hard to get, and posting too many selfies. Well, that explains that, but I don't do any of those things, and people still don't like me. So I don't know. In a survey, 58% of people say they're either somewhat or very underpaid. Only 2% of people say they're paid too much. The occupations people feel are underpaid include factory workers, disc jockeys, farmers, nurses, disc jockeys, restaurant workers, retail employees, daycare workers, disc jockeys, and teachers. People say the most overpaid occupations, politicians and pro athletes. Yes. Yes, I agree. Politicians are way overpaid because that's the only job I know where the employee, the politician, can vote themselves a pay raise. Could you imagine going to your boss and say, oh, by the way, everybody here in the office has voted themselves a pay raise, so that should kick in, tomorrow. Could you imagine doing that? Politicians do it all the time in Congress. They vote themselves pay raises. What they should do is have the people vote a pay raise for them. They wouldn't give them a pay raise. They're making too much now for what they do. A massive new America-themed amusement park was supposed to be coming to Oklahoma last year, just off Route 66. It's going to be called American Heartland Theme Park and Resort. It's opening, they say, in 2026. Cost $2 billion. It's around the same size as Disneyland. Even the layout is similar. Some of the designers used to work for Disney, so that might be why. It's not clear how much tickets will cost, but they say they want to make it more affordable than Disney or Universal Studios tours. All right. So it's coming by Route 66 in Oklahoma. I've been there. Does it say? It doesn't say the town, though. Yeah. Or American Heartland Theme Park and Resort. All right. Good for them. Hope it works. An assistant manager at a Burger King in South Carolina got fired, and he's facing up to 20 years in prison. Guess what this guy did? He didn't steal anything. He intentionally served French fries out of the garbage pail. I think if those people got a good lawyer, they have a lawsuit against that Burger King. Odd but true. Because there's a toy in every Happy Meal, McDonald's is the world's largest distributor of toys. On a similar note, the largest producers of tires in the world, not Firestone, not Goodyear, Lego. Odd, but true. A survey asks people to name the time of day when they're least productive. The average answer is 2:55 p.m. That's about halfway between lunch and getting out for the day. The most productive time of the day is 10:26 a.m. Not for me. That's my nap time when I get home. Here are the top five things that can ruin your vacation this summer. Bad service or unfriendly staff. Uncomfortable beds. Everything's too expensive when you get there. And bad food and noisy people. Boy, I like hotels, you know, nice hotels and stuff. But I still never get a good night's sleep in a hotel. I can't explain why. I know one of our engineers here, Eric, he's like all over the state with our radio stations. He's always staying in hotels. And I got to ask him, do you really like staying in hotels, Eric? I mean, because he's always in a hotel, because he's traveling around the state. We can get him a little tent and a sleeping bag. We want to save some money. I got to ask him if he minds sleeping in hotels all the time. Of course, you can always get a good breakfast in a hotel. Those breakfast buffets, they are really good. I do like those. According to a former designer for Google, an easy way to make your phone less addictive is to make everything black and white. Just go to your settings, change your color filters to grayscale, and it usually is in your accessibility menu. Obviously, it's not pretty to look at, but that's not the point. Subconsciously, you won't care as much. If it's in black and white, you won't be checking it all the time. Huh. I need to do this like ASAP. I am always checking my phone. I don't think the color thing is going to matter. They say it is, though. Well, we'll give it a shot. What's the number one thing you have to do each morning to get your day off to a good start? A survey found the top five things. Drinking coffee. Never tried coffee in my life. Getting enough sleep. Taking a shower. Eating a light breakfast. And listening to music. Huh. For me, it's just going back to sleep. That's the number one thing I have to do each morning. I never hit the snooze button. So I hit it one the other day, but I didn't go back to sleep. I was still in the room. You know, I was awake doing stuff. But I just wanted it to remind me that, you know, time is running out. So, yeah. Let's see what else we got here for you this morning. Ah, Walt Disney's last words before he died. This is weird. When Walt Disney passed away, I think he died in, doesn't say here, but I think it was 1966 he passed away. Walt Disney's last words were Kurt Russell. Huh. He lost the ability to speak, so he wrote them on a piece of paper. He was probably thinking of some movie ideas since Kurt Russell had just signed a 10-year contract with Walt Disney. But how'd that be Kurt Russell? And the last thing that Walt Disney said or wrote down in his entire life was your name. That's got to be spooky. Or, you know, you feel honored. One or the other. And by the way, Walt Disney was not frozen. He's buried somewhere. Everybody said, oh, cryogenically frozen and, you know, they'll try to wake him up someday. No, it never happened. A survey found the average parent spends 11 minutes a day trying to get their kid to eat fruits and veggies. The most popular tricks they use, hiding them under other dishes. Come on. Kids know that. I know that, too. My wife tries it with me all the time. Giving kids rewards for finishing them and making up stories about their benefits. You know, my mother always said, eat the bread, the whole crust. The crust is the most important part where all the vitamins are. What a crock. I bought that hook, line, and sinker because my mother told it to me. Of course I'm going to believe her. That was a big lie. I think I told this story before. I'm not a big vegetable eater. I never was. And my mother never used to serve me vegetables at the dinner table because she knew it would start a fight. So she wanted peace in the family. One day she slipped up and she put some peas on my plate. And she knew it was wrong. She went to take them off. My father said, no, leave them there. He's going to eat them. And I said, I'm not going to eat them. I can't eat them. I'm going to throw up if I eat them. And my father said, you're going to eat them or you're not leaving the table. I said, okay, I won't leave the table. I knew I wouldn't be able to hold them down. So they went down to the family room in the basement and they watched TV for 2 hours. And I sat at that table. I just sat there. I didn't do anything. I just stared at the wall. And I didn't eat the peas. And my father came upstairs after 2 hours with my brother and my mother and said, go to bed. I have never eaten peas. I eat them in vegetable soup, but I've never eaten them. Never had broccoli, cauliflower, any of that stuff. I did. I think I told you the cauliflower story once. I'll tell you some other time. I did have to take a bite out of cauliflower to get a job once. It's a whole big story. It's 6:49 WRJN, Hometown Radio Refreshed. I'm Don Rosen here at your Civic Media Station. Look at some local news stories coming up from Stuart J. Waddles in just a moment. Stay where you are.
You're listening to WRJN, Racine and Kenosha's home for Nightlight with Peach Wabba.
What if there is a murderer walking among us?
Follow the clues. Solve the mystery.
This village really is a place where murder is easy.
Agatha Christie's Murder is Easy, a brand new BritBox original series, is streaming now, adding to the largest collection of Agatha Christie, including Miss Marple, Poirot, Why Didn't They Ask Evans, and more.
The whole collection, it is magnificent.
Stream the best of British TV, only on BritBox. Start a free trial at BritBox.com.
She posted about us just now.
Celebrities can't get enough of Bianna's bespoke skincare line.
She has 147 million followers. How do we monetize?
She needs a social media associate to help her with the hype.
We should repost this. Do we need a hashtag?
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. You can schedule and conduct virtual interviews all from your employer dashboard. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
You're listening to WRJN Racine, Southeastern Wisconsin's home for the Devil's Advocates radio show.
Just let our hearts beat together. Oh, baby, 'cause it feels so good when we're close like this. Whisper in my ear and let me steal a kiss. Come on and touch me when we're dancing. You know you got that loving to love it. Touch me when we're dancing.
One of the last songs she sang. As a matter of fact, I think it was the last music video she made was for this song, Karen Carpenter. And she wasn't feeling well when she made this. Good song, though. It's 6:52 at WRJN, Hometown Radio Refresh. Time for some news headlines from Stuart J. Waddles in our news center this morning. Public safety and community welfare are the reason for the big purchase by the city of Racine. The Lake Avenue YMCA is now owned by the city, with plans to bring the building down soon. The decision comes after concerns were raised about the structure's condition since its closure in 2019. The building has remained empty and unusable. Mayor Corey Mason says the city will explore options for redevelopment with future opportunities for the public input and feedback. Well, the pick is in. The Racine Unified School Board has announced the selection of Soren Gajewski as their next superintendent. Gajewski, who currently serves as the interim superintendent, was chosen after a months-long search process. He's been with the Racine Unified School District for 17 years, holding positions such as chief academic officer, deputy chief of schools, and school principal. He began his career as a teacher in the Milwaukee Public School District and holds degrees from UW-Milwaukee. Two people got out of a burning Racine apartment yesterday, but a pet cat did perish. Fire crews were called into the building on 18th near Center Street at around 11 yesterday morning. No one was living in the lower unit, and two people in the upper unit discovered the flames. They called 911, got out safely. Damage estimates are close to $200,000. The cause isn't yet known. And there's a website where you can see if your name is on the Recall Voss paperwork. The Assembly Speaker has filed a challenge against the recall effort, claiming the recall petitions were plagued with fraud and allegations of forged signatures, multiple signatories, and addresses that could not be verified. The initial review by the Wisconsin Elections Commission found that the recall organizers may have fallen short of the required number of valid signatures. Those are the stories Stuart J. Wannels is watching in our news center this morning. He'll be updating those stories throughout the day today, as well as adding to them. Listen at the top and bottom of the hour here at WRGN for news from Stuart J. Wannels, as well as our statewide news and news from CBS at the top of each hour. 654 WRJN Radio. Now I'm wondering if my name is on that petition. You know, I get these alerts every once in a while that my name is on the dark web. You know, my my ID company, you know, that watches all that stuff. So they say your name was found on the dark web. It's like 100,000 times, but it lists usernames and passwords that aren't mine. So they might have my email address on there, but they don't have valuable information because it's not mine. I don't know where they're going with it, but I know they didn't open any accounts in my name because I just know they didn't. But anyway, it's kind of creepy out there. This is bad people. There's horrible people out there. You see bad people all the time, don't you? It's Rick Teller's here from the Racine Police Department. You see bad people. They just do bad things. And I don't know why they do it. Are they born nasty, born mean?
Well, fortunately, the world is not made up of mostly bad people.
No, it's not. But it's the bad ones that can make good people upset and ruin their lives.
Absolutely.
How about those two lunatics they found? This guy in, I think it was Idaho, what he did was he ripped up his face so he'd be sent to the hospital. He was in prison. And this was an elaborate plot. So what he did was he tore up his face, cut his whole face open. They took him to the hospital. Outside, he had an accomplice waiting for him. They shot the police officer and a security guard, and they took off. And they just got him yesterday. And they think they murdered two other people while they were on the run. Just bad people. And yeah. That's okay. Now, you know what we do when phones go off in the studio? Hand it over. It's now my phone. Remember the teacher used to do that in school when you had something that wasn't supposed to be going off? Not a phone, but other stuff. Hand it over. It's now mine. At the end of the year, she opened up that drawer on her desk, and there was like tons of toys and all these artifacts she collected over the year, and she gave them back at the end of the year. Yeah, I'm just so tired. You know, and my problem is I watch all these police videos on YouTube of these people getting arrested for shoplifting. I was watching one yesterday. Walmart seems to be the store they're stealing from. I don't know why. Maybe because there's a lot of Walmarts. And they tend to steal from those self-checkout things. Mm-hmm. Because it's easier. What they do is they hold two things in their hand. They scan one and put them both in the bag. It's harder to see it on the security monitor. So they catch them. And they get them outside. Once they leave the building, they get to their car. They have one or two things. Oh, I was going to pay for it. Yeah, what? After you got home? What were you going to do? And they, oh, I didn't take anything. Do you have a receipt for this? Oh, yeah, I've got a receipt. All right, let's see it. Of course, they don't have a receipt. And they say, we actually have video of you stealing that. Oh, you can't. I didn't steal it. And then when they show, I can't go to jail. Please don't take me to jail. Please. The crocodile tears never work. I mean, that's just, you know, they think it's going to work. And if that doesn't work, they start getting violent by flailing around and doing all kinds of horrible things, and I don't know. There's nothing in the world that would get. If you offered me $1 billion tomorrow, $1 billion, you give me the lottery money, fix the Powerball, and make sure I get it. I still wouldn't be a police officer. No. There's not enough money in the world. I don't know how you guys take it. I don't know how you deal with these people. They're lunatics, and they're dangerous lunatics too. Because when you walk up to a car, you don't know what they're doing in there. You don't know what their attitude's going to be. I would never do that. That's why I said I would walk around with a taser. And as soon as I said, how you doing? Tzz, let him know right up front. But, you know, obviously I would last 9 seconds. That job. I don't know how you guys do it. I'm glad there's people like you that do it. All right, Rick Teller's here. We're going to talk about the Royal Family Kids Camp and the tickets we're auctioning off to get money for that. Talk about that. Plus, we've got our contest right at the spring, right after the 7 o'clock news. I'll give you the latest keyword in that. So keep it right here. Hometown Radio Refreshed on a snowy Friday morning. It's 32 degrees and still snowing, huh?
It is still snowing.
All right, it's still snowing out there. The guy was just out there told me it was still snowing. Okay, that's all coming up here at WRJN Radio. It's 6:58. Stay where you are.
News, talk, and the sports that
made Wisconsin great. Packers, Bucks, and coming in 2024, the Brewers. 1400 AM and 99.9 and 98.1 FM, WRJN.
Tune in Friday for a Snowmageddon edition of the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. We'll air your grievances. Tune in across the Civic Media Network, 4 to 6.
Are you ready to enjoy retirement? How would you like to live in a place dedicated to your comfort while allowing you the freedom to live an active and worry-free lifestyle? Fountain Hills offers condo-style apartments, and their residents enjoy going out for lunches and dinners, grocery shopping, playing cards and bingo with other residents, all while using extra precautions to keep their senior residents safe. To explore becoming a Fountain Hills resident, see FountainHillsApartments.com or call 262-886-9200.
Your home for the Packers. 1400 AM WRJN Racine, 99.9 FM W260CV Racine, and 98.1 FM W251BU Kenosha. And streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.